USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight in the U.S.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump hailing the final approval from the FDA for emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine candidate by Moderna could roll out in another week if that one is authorized. The U.S. expects to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the month. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. News of the vaccine comes as new coronavirus restrictions are being instituted. Pennsylvania's suspension of indoor dining, gyms, and theaters, along with some crowd restrictions, took effect at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal executions continue with a Louisiana man put to death for killing his 2-year-old daughter. Jeremy Scott is in the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Portland's police chief Friday asked protesters to clear the streets around a barricaded home that was owned by a black and indigenous family before it was allegedly taken through predatory lending practices. Sheriff's deputies swooped into the disputed home Tuesday and arrested several people, mostly for trespassing. Activists arrived on the scene confronting law enforcement officers who retreated. The activists have erected barricades around the home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another round of COVID-19 restrictions will go into effect on Monday in the Commonwealth of Virginia, though their governor stopped short of placing restrictions on churches, going along with a recent Supreme Court decision involving New York State. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports he has a message for the faithful.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, announced new coronavirus restrictions on Thursday and offered some advice for Virginians of faith and practicing their faith.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
The governor also calling on faith leaders to lead the way and set an example. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Louisiana truck driver put to death as a series of post-election federal executions continued. 56-year-old Alfred Bourgeois severely abused his 2-year-old daughter for weeks in 2002, then killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard. Bourgeois was pronounced dead before 8:30 Eastern Time last night at a federal pen in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was the 10th federal death row inmate put to death since federal executions returned in July after a 17-year hiatus. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.